Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's episode is made possible through the generous support from Boaz and Kiki. Boaz and Kiki, I heard that you earned this money doing your chores and were very generous to share this with us. Thank you, Boaz and Kiki. Today's story is called, Do Not Worry About Tomorrow. And this comes from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Jesus is a fantastic teacher. And one day, he was teaching his friends about worry. Do you know what worry is? It's being nervous or troubled about something. Does worry feel good?
No.
That's right. Since Jesus loves us so much, he doesn't want us to feel this way. So he decided to begin teaching others about worry. Let's hear what he has to say about it. We begin our story now.
So I tell you, do not worry about your life. What you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more important than food, and the body is more important than clothes. Look at the birds in the air. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, but your heavenly Father, he feeds these birds.
Jesus is explaining that you don't see birds planting seeds, watering them, caring for a garden in order to grow corn and tomatoes to store away in a refrigerator for the upcoming days. No. Instead, who did he say feeds the birds?
Jesus.
Correct. Okay, let's continue.
They don't plant or harvest. They don't store food in barns. But your heavenly Father, he feeds these birds. And you know that you are worth so much more than these birds. You cannot add any time to your life by worrying about it. And why do you worry about clothes? Look at the flowers in the field. See how they grow? They don't make clothes for themselves. They don't work. But I tell you that even Solomon, with all his riches, was not dressed as beautifully as one of these flowers.
Some of you may be asking, who's this Solomon guy? Solomon was a very, very rich king. He could buy the fanciest, most elegant clothes. But even he was not dressed as beautifully as the flowers which God creates. Let's continue.
God clothes the grass in the field like that. The grass that's living today, but tomorrow it will be thrown into the fire to be burned. So you can be even more sure that God will clothe you. Don't have so little faith. Don't worry and say, what will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear? All the people who don't know God keep trying to get these things. And your heavenly Father, well, he knows that you need them. The thing you should want most is God's kingdom and doing what God wants, then all these other things you need, they will be given to you. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. In today's story, we hear Jesus teaching about worry. What does it feel like when you worry?
Sometimes I feel scared.
Yeah, sometimes my heart quickens, body tenses, I may feel angry or sad. Jesus cares for you so much that he does not want this for you. So he teaches about worry using examples of things we are familiar with, like birds. What's your favorite type of bird? Thanks for sharing. Mine are blue jays. Jesus said, if you find yourself worrying, remember the birds. Picture a bird right now. What might it be doing?
Singing. Building a nest. Flying.
Those are all good examples. Jesus said birds do not sow or reap. This means you don't see the red cardinal in a field planting seeds to grow food for itself. You don't see the little brown wren pulling a wagon with its wing, filling it to the brim with berries. Or a red-breasted robin storing hundreds of worms in its nest. Have you ever seen any birds doing things like this?
No.
No. I mean, if you've seen a bluebird carrying a backpack full of seeds or a crow gardening, you must live in an enchanted forest. Jesus is showing us that he is the one who ultimately feeds them. Yes, they do work. They aren't lazy. They work gathering twigs for their nest and dig worms to eat. But they don't fly around frantically searching to store up every bug or every berry. Instead, they do their normal work that day and then trust that when the next day dawns, God will still be there to provide for them, just as he has promised. And if he cares for the birds, how much more will he care for you? Are you more important than a bird?
Yes.
Yes. You are made in the image of your heavenly Father. He loves you so much, he calls you his child. That is incredible. So, what does this look like for you when you worry? Well, maybe you worry about doing well at your big baseball game. Or maybe you worry about the storm that's forecasted for tomorrow. When you feel this way, remember how Jesus cares for the birds and how much more he cares for you. For our example, it may mean practicing baseball or planning to stay inside your house instead of going out on the stormy day and trusting God. Just like the birds, we do what we can for that day and trust that when we wake up the next day, that God will be there and he will still be God. Well, that is it for our story today. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure to hit the subscribe or follow button so you never miss a new episode. Also, if you have been enjoying Kids Bible Stories podcast, would you consider writing a review on iTunes or Spotify? Thank you again so much. And, as always, bye for now.